Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Rivers Church.
Well, as we begin the Word today, I want to start a new series that I've titled A Day in the Life of Jesus. And I want to spend a few weeks looking at the gospel accounts in the New Testament and really just focus on the life of Jesus and in particular his ministry and the impact that it had on the lives of so many people. You know, we see in the scriptures that Jesus healed the sick. He provided for those who were needy, for those who had lack. We see that he was a man of great compassion. There was a lot of hurt around at that time, as it is in the season that we're in today. Jesus restored broken people. He even raised dead people back to life. And wherever he went, he brought hope and he brought encouragement. The Bible also says he went around forgiving the many sins that people had. And, you know, I think in uncertain times, there's no better place to look than the Bible. And within the pages of the Bible, I can't think of a better life to look towards than the life of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And in Hebrews 13, verse 8, the writer of Hebrews says of Jesus that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means that Jesus is the same in the past as he is in the present, as he will be in the future. He's always consistent in how he responds to the needs of people. And so what Jesus did all those years ago in Scripture, how he changed and impacted lives, is what he can do for us today in our situation. Jesus is not outdated. His ministry is not irrelevant today. He's not someone who's unrelatable. He's still changing lives today. And today in your home where you are, Jesus can change and impact your life. I wanted us to read a passage of scripture together from Luke chapter 13, verse 10. And the Bible says that one Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. The Bible says she had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. But when Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." Then he touched her, and instantly, the Bible says, she could stand straight, and how? She praised God. Here is a woman in the Bible. We don't know her name. We also don't know her age. The Bible doesn't give us that information, but based on her condition, we would assume she was somewhere probably between middle age and old age. We don't know much about her background. The scripture's vague on that, but the important thing is that Jesus knew exactly who she was. And he also knew the condition that had plagued her life for so many years. He understood the pain that she had experienced. And quite amazing, the Bible says that for 18 years, she was literally bent over double. And, you know, I don't know if you and I can even begin to imagine what that would be like. The physical pain that she would have experienced, the discomfort, the emotional anxiety and the baggage that she would have carried through life, the humiliation, the rejection. Pretty sure every time she walked bent over down the road, people would have laughed at her. They would have scoffed at her, maybe made fun of her. She had a desperate situation. She'd been that way for a long time. But the day she meets Jesus, he straightens her life out. And you know, that term that the Bible uses there, bent double, in the original Greek, it's the word synkuptu. And it means two things. Firstly, it means to be overcome. And so here we see a woman who clearly had been overcome by life. She'd been overcome by her issues, and she was not in a great way. But it also means to stoop down low. And obviously, as a result of a physical condition, she was literally bent over double. She always saw life from the wrong end, always saw the bottom end of life. And she was bent over physically, but also emotionally and spiritually as well. And you know, I wonder perhaps today how many of you in your homes today are perhaps feeling overcome. Maybe this current season we're in, all the different challenges we're facing as a nation, and maybe within your family and your business, maybe you too are feeling overcome today. You know, just a couple of weeks ago in the news, there were those pictures of people in Centurion queuing up for 3 kilometers just to get food, just to get some help and maybe get a food hamper of sorts. Desperate times we're living in. I think even in our church, you know, we've seen God do many great things in this season. We've had many praise reports, but simultaneously, we've also had many real needs that people have submitted, And I'm grateful for organizations like our own Rivers Foundation that has been meeting the needs of people. But the good news for us today is that Jesus has the power to overcome the things in life that have the power to overcome our lives. And, you know, I think lockdown has been pretty tough for all of us. And, you know, it's been eased up a bit. We're in level 4 of lockdown now, but many have become bent out of shape. And perhaps your own life has become bent out of shape. Maybe your business is bent out of shape at the moment. You're not even sure when you'll be able to go back or function again. I think many people's finances have been bent out of shape, and maybe even your marriage. Maybe you've taken strain during this lockdown period. Certainly our nation has been bent out of shape, and I think as a result of the coronavirus, even the world has been bent out of shape and may never be the same again. Now, with me here today, I've got a ruler, a simple ruler. And I'm sure you've all seen one of these. I'm sure you had one back in your school days. But this is one of those shatterproof rulers that can be bent. And, you know, I think sometimes in life we go through seasons where we get bent out of shape. Maybe we fail to some degree, or maybe someone hurts us and we get bent out of shape a bit. Sometimes it's just the disappointments of life, or other times we get discouraged. But all these negative things in life have the ability to bend us out of shape. And so what often happens is when we get bent out of shape, our lives look very different. And the reality is this ruler doesn't just easily bend back to its original shape. And I think some people, when they get bent out of shape, many people never ever recover to become the person that they once were. And but the good news for all of us today, like with this woman who'd been bent out of shape for so long, is that the day she received a touch from Jesus, her life was completely straightened out. And the same is true for you and I. When we get bent out of shape, we can't grow. We can't move forward in life. We live with very little hope and expectation of the future. It can almost seem like there's no way out of our current situation. And really, we cannot function effectively when we've been bent out of shape. You know, if you're a man and you've ever tried to do a bit of woodwork and you've tried to use a bent nail, it's very, very difficult to hammer in a bent nail into a piece of wood. And I think the same is true with our lives. When we get bent out of shape, we are ineffective and we can't function the way that the Lord needs us to function. I was reading a commentary earlier this week by Charles Spurgeon, referring to this woman that we've just read about in Scripture. And he says of her that for 18 years, she had not gazed upon the sun. For 18 years, no star of night had gladdened her eye. Her face was drawn downward toward the dust, and all the light of her life was dim. She walked as if she was searching for a grave, and I do not doubt she often felt that it would have been gladness to have found one. Here was a woman who was living life the wrong side up, but the good news is that Jesus turns people the right side up, whether we've been physically bent out of shape, emotionally, or spiritually. So let's have a look at a couple of things today regarding what took place in this interaction between Jesus and the woman who was bent out of shape. The first thing we see is that the woman was in church when she got straightened out. The Bible says that it was the Sabbath. It was the day for church. Jesus himself was teaching in the synagogue. The woman was in the synagogue. She was in church, and I think she was in the right place to be positioned to get a breakthrough from the Lord. And, you know, obviously today, like for the last few weeks, we are not able to gather physically in the church building. I don't know about you, but I'm so looking forward to that first weekend when we're going to be back. But even now in the season, we're gathering online. But I believe as we watch, as we gather and do church in our homes, the Lord's presence is still there. Jesus is still able to touch someone's life as we gather as the church. I believe he can touch your life today. He can touch your marriage. He can touch your children. The Lord's hand can touch your business today. And when God touches your life, he straightens out that which has become bent over. You know, what's interesting about this woman is that after 18 years of being bent double, she was still in church. Whether she came every week, I don't know. But clearly, even after 18 years of being bent double, she was still in church, and perhaps every week she'd pitch up wondering, is this the week I'm going to be healed? I wonder if God will touch my life today. She came on the Sabbath, and you know, as the Bible encourages us in Hebrews 10:25, It says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Can I encourage you, even in this season, until we can gather corporately again, make sure you gather on Sundays, make sure today and next week and the week after that you are gathering in your homes as the church, because I believe God uses his church to straighten out the lives of his people. And, you know, I think this woman's story also represents the lives of many people who are in church, but are still bent out of shape. Often we can think it's all the people out there, the people who are doing drugs out there in the casinos, in the gutters, in all the wrong places. But it's interesting, this woman was in church and yet she was still bent out of shape. And there are many in our churches and many in our homes today who have been bent out of shape, but just one touch from Jesus is enough to straighten your life out. I came across a great article written by the Russian Orthodox Church, and it says that the church helps us to straighten ourselves up spiritually, to forget the earthly and remember the heavenly, to turn away from the material toward the spiritual. The church grants us new strengths for us to grow spiritually, to advance from strength to strength, to straighten ourselves up more and more, becoming ever less mindful of the earth and turning all the more to heaven. Never ever underestimate the role that the church plays in God straightening out our lives. The second thing we see here is that sin had caused the woman to be bent out of shape. The Bible very clearly says that she had been crippled by an evil spirit. Now, we don't know the details of that. We don't know exactly what happened. We also don't know whether it was her fault or whether she was just the victim of her circumstances at the time. And, you know, sometimes our lives are bent out of shape purely because of stupid things we've done. Maybe we've disobeyed God. Maybe we've hung out with the wrong people. We've been involved in things that we know we shouldn't have, and our lives get bent out of shape. But there are other times when things have perhaps been done to us that have caused our lives to be bent out of shape. And, you know, we see here clearly, though, the Bible says it was a spiritual condition that had resulted in this physical ailment that the woman had gone through. But let me also just say, not every physical illness is the result of a spiritual issue. And because there are those sometimes who are a little bit too spiritual for their own good, who will believe that every illness is because of a spiritual problem. That is not true. But the Bible is clear that in this case, it was a spiritual issue that had resulted in her physical condition. And, you know, we know from the scriptures that the devil loves to harass us. He loves to help and do his bit in bending us out of shape. In fact, Jesus said of the enemy that his purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful that we have one on our side who is more powerful than the enemy, who is more powerful than any condition or any ailment or anything that life can throw at us. His name is Jesus, and he has all the authority of heaven to straighten our lives out. In Deuteronomy 28, 13, the Bible says, if you listen to the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom. You know, I think that's God's intention for our lives, is that we would live life the right side up, that we would not be bent over, that we would be the head and not the tail. You know, my son Jude is 9 years old, and his favorite food is a peanut butter sandwich. He loves getting a thin piece of bread and then thickly spreading it with peanut butter. But, you know, sometimes what happens, especially with younger kids, when you've got a piece of bread or a piece of toast that you've spread thickly, sometimes you drop it. Sometimes it can be on the plate and it just casually slips off there. And when that sandwich or that piece of bread falls off the plate, there's one of two things that can happen. It can fall the right side up. And in that case, you know, as a young child, you quickly look around, make sure no one's looking. You pick it up and you just carry on eating it. But sometimes what happens is it falls the wrong way down with a peanut butter stuck to the floor. And, you know, I think there are some people in life who so often seem to land the wrong way down in life, always at the bottom end of life, always bent over. And sometimes it's simply because we haven't listened to God or we haven't obeyed God. But as the writer of Deuteronomy, Moses, said, if we obey the Lord, if we listen to him, it will prevent us from being doubled over by life, because we will live as the head and not the tail. There was a 7th century bishop by the name of Sir Isaac the Syrian, And he says, no human sin, no matter how grievous, can overpower the mercy of God. All our sins taken together are like a handful of sand thrown into the ocean of God's mercy, where it dissolves and disappears without a trace. Now, of course, sin is not the only thing that causes people to be bent over. Sometimes it may well be sickness, where perhaps you've been sick for a long time, you've been in a lot of pain, and you become discouraged and you can't think of things ever getting better. Sometimes it's the weight of responsibility that causes us to be bent out of shape, where perhaps for a season you are asked to carry more responsibility than you think you can bear. Sometimes it can just be the pressures of life. And, you know, I know in this season of lockdown, we're all experiencing pressures and situations that we haven't had to go through before. You know, I think of all the parents who've got siblings, parents who now have to become homeschool teachers. And we've seen this in our house, where all of a sudden there's a whole new pressure that is put on us as parents because our kids are not able to go to school. Other times, it can just be past hurts and experiences that will cause us to be bent out of shape, when we've done things that we regret from the past. And very often there's then guilt and condemnation that we carry as a result of that. All this emotional baggage that weighs us down, that has the ability to bend us out of shape. But here's the good news today. It doesn't really matter what the source is that resulted in you being bent out of shape. The good news is that Jesus is in the business of straightening out the lives of his people. The third thing we see here is that the woman responded to Jesus' prompting and calling. You know, there's no indication in this passage that this woman was looking for Jesus. It doesn't say that she was trying to get his attention in any way. But what the Bible does say is that Jesus saw her, and then he called out to her and said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." And, you know, I think that was an important moment for this woman, because she could have ignored Jesus. You know, in her condition, she was probably very self-conscious, and the moment Jesus pointed her out, she could have run away. She could have gone out the back door. She could have done whatever she wanted to do to get away from him, but she doesn't do that. She responds to the call of Jesus. And, you know, I'm reminded in the Old Testament about Jonah, who the Bible says that when God called him, he did the opposite. He ran away in the opposite direction to get away from God. And I think, unfortunately, for many people, when they go through hard seasons of life, when they get bent out of shape, they make the mistake of running away from Jesus instead of running towards him. And, you know, one of the interesting things of having been a pastor for many years is it's always so weird to see people go through hardship, and rather than being in church, they stay away from church. And I've never quite figured out why people do that, because when you're bent out of shape, the best place you can be is in the house of God, running towards Jesus, because he's the one who has the power to straighten your life out. You know, in Luke 9, verse 61, we see on another occasion Jesus interacting with someone, and this person said to Jesus, "I'm ready to follow you, Master, but first excuse me while I get things straightened out at home." Here we see a man who clearly thought that he was able to straighten his own life out. He wanted to take matters into his own hands and work things out, but, you know, I think many people feel like that when it comes to Jesus. We feel that perhaps we can't come to him, or we can't approach the Lord until we straighten our own lives out. And we feel we have to first be better, or we first have to do more good things. We first have to have all the areas of our life sorted out, then we can come to the Lord. But in fact, the opposite is true. When we realize that we are incapable of sorting our own lives out, there's nothing we can do to straighten our lives out. It is only Jesus who can do that. And, you know, this woman, I'm sure, had tried for many, many years to try straighten her own life out. She'd probably been to doctors. She'd probably been to faith healers. Perhaps she'd been to therapy as well. But none of those things were able to straighten her out. It was only when she got to the place of realizing that she was incapable of fixing herself that she then positioned herself to be straightened out by Jesus. You know, another thing we see here, number four, is that the woman was instantly straightened out when Jesus touched her. You know, I love the fact that Jesus didn't just wave his hand. He didn't from the one side of the synagogue see her and go, "Oh, woman, be healed. Everything's okay." No, no, the Bible says he personally touched her. He physically laid a hand on her. He showed her that he was personally involved in her life. He showed himself as a loving God, as one who was compassionate, as one who could relate to her. And the Bible says that instantly she could stand up straight. It wasn't just partial healing. She wasn't just halfway healed. Jesus didn't say, you know what, come back next week, we'll do part two, and then we'll organize some, you know, a 5 months worth of therapy and counseling and medication for her. No, she received total healing from Jesus. You know, today you might be struggling with addictions or alcohol issues, or maybe you've got anger problems, whatever it is. When you come to Jesus and he touches your life, he straightens you out completely. But, you know, I think too often we do look to alternatives. We look to counseling and we look to therapy and we look to pills and potions and medication. And, you know, I'm sure those things do have a role to play. But those things will never be able to straighten your life out. It is only the power of Jesus that has the ability to straighten us out. In Psalm 145, verse 14, the Bible says that the Lord supports everyone who falls. He straightens the backs of those who are bent over. You know, you think about this woman. The Bible says for 18 years she'd been bent over. I don't know if you realize how long 18 years is. In our context today, that would have been from 2002 she was bent over double. That is a long, long time. And the good news for you today is that no matter how long you've been bent out of shape, no matter how severe your issue is, Jesus is the answer to straightening out your life. The last thing we see regarding this woman is that her response to Jesus was to give God praise and glory. You know, she gets healed by Jesus, and what she doesn't do is she doesn't go to the mall straight away and think, oh, finally, I can get a nice dress. I can wear a dress standing upright. I haven't been able to do that for 18 years. She also doesn't go throw a wild party with all her friends. The Bible doesn't say that she went to Facebook or Instagram and put up a new picture of their standing up straight with a hashtag healed or hashtag all straightened out. No, the Bible actually says the very first thing she did was she began to give God praise. She begins to worship him. She begins to give him the glory for what Jesus has done in her life. And you know, I've realized that the reason God straightens our lives out in the first place is for that very reason, so that we can give him praise, so that we can give him glory. You might remember in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, when the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt, and really for 400 years, a whole nation had been bent out of shape. God sends Moses and Aaron to go speak to Pharaoh. And this is the instruction they went with. Exodus 8 verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, go back to Pharaoh and announce to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go. Why? So they can worship me. See, God sets us free. God straightens our lives out for the very reason so that we can worship him. He doesn't straighten us out so that we can then go do our own thing, or we can then try show how awesome we are. He doesn't straighten us out so we can build our empire and our own kingdom and make a big name for ourselves. No, he straightens us out so that we can give God glory and that we can praise him and worship him. Let me finish with this great verse from Proverbs 3 verse 6. It says, give him the credit for everything you accomplish, and he will smooth out and straighten the road that lies ahead. Friend, you need to know today that God is in the business of straightening your lives out. And if your life has been bent out of shape through whatever reason, no matter how long, I believe God in your home today can do what is needed through the power of Jesus to straighten out your life. Can you say amen to that?
We hope you have been blessed and inspired by this message.